This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. India and the Maldives today exchanged several agreements after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu at Male. In his press statement following the talks, Prime Minister Modi extended his congratulations to the President and the people of Maldives on the historic 60th anniversary of independence.
सबसे पहले सभी भारतवासियों की ओर से मैं राष्ट्रपति जी और मालदीव के लोगों को स्वतंत्रता के 60 वर्षों की ऐतिहासिक वर्षगांठ पर हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं देता हूं। इस ऐतिहासिक अवसर पर गेस्ट ऑफ ऑनर के रूप में आमंत्रित करने के लिए मैं राष्ट्रपति जी का हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं। इस साल भारत और मालदीव अपने राजनयिक संबंधों के भी 60 साल मना रहे हैं।
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi was accorded a guard of honor at Republic Square in Male, where he was accompanied by President Muizu. As part of the welcome ceremony, Prime Minister Modi interacted with Maldivian delegates, while President Muizu met with Indian officials, including External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal. A 21-gun salute was also given to Prime Minister Modi. Maldivian children presented cultural programs during the welcome ceremony. Later, Prime Minister Modi signed the visitor's book at the President's office. The government has directed blocking of 25 OTT websites and apps showing obscene, vulgar and in some cases pornographic content. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting noted that some content on these platforms includes sexual innuendos and in some cases long portions of sexually explicit scenes. It also added that such content depicted obscenity and vulgarity in several inappropriate contexts. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day following the ruckus created by the opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment, the opposition members continued with their protest, disrupting the proceedings of the House. BJP MP Jagdambika Pal, who was in the chair, appealed to the opposition members to go back to their seats and allow the House to function. Meanwhile, Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Rang Meghwal said that he should be allowed to speak on the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024, which was moved for consideration and passing. The Election Commissioner said that over 99.8% electors have been covered in Bihar under the Special Intensive Revision SIR initiative. EC said in a statement that 22 lakh electors have been found deceased, over 35 lakh permanently migrated and 7 lakh electors found enrolled at more than one place. Enumeration forms of approximately 1.2 lakh electors are yet to be received. The draft electoral roll will be published on the 1st of next month. In Gujarat, as many as 185 people were granted Indian citizenship under the Citizenship Amendment Act CAA at a program held in Rajkot today. Minister of State for Home Harsh Sanghvi handed over citizenship certificates to the recipients, who were people displaced from Pakistan and settled in the districts of Kutch, Morbi and Rajkot. The Defence Ministry has signed a contract with Bharat Electronics Limited for the procurement of air defence fire control radars for the Indian Army worth 2,000 crore rupees. According to the Defence Ministry, these fire control radars will be able to detect all forms of airborne threats, including fighter aircraft, attack helicopters and enemy drones. This would mark a significant milestone in the modernization of the air defense regiments and enhance the Indian Army's operational readiness. The contract was inked and exchanged by senior officials of Ministry of Defense and BEL in the presence of Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. In cricket, England were 332 for 2 at lunch in their first innings against India on day 3 of 4th test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester. And that is the end of this news bulletin.